So the other big issue this week, North Korea, the rhetoric is really heating up. We are expecting a medium-range missile, if not more. There's been, you know, the recent nuclear tests back in February, warnings to foreigners in South Korea that they need to leave the area. You know, we see this upcoming anniversary, the 101st birthday of Kim Il-sung, who is Kim Jong-un's grandfather. You know, many look at him and think that he's crazy, he's wacky, that North Korea is just this kind of crazy, wacky place. But isn't this just rather typical behavior in the international political environment where nuclear weapons are the currency of power, where, you know, it's all about power politics, and they are in a relatively charged region of the world and feel rather isolated and are just reaching out in that respect? Isn't it? There's nothing more than that going on here?
Well, something does feel a little bit different this go around. This isn't anything new, as you said. We had odd relations with Kim Jong-un's father and his grandfather. And really, if you talk with South Koreans, they are going about business as if it's normal everyday life. But the United States seems to be taking this a little bit differently as we're thinking about the deliverance capabilities of these nuclear missiles that we've started to see tested. And I think the other issue is that Kim Jong-un is a bit of an unknown player. He hasn't been in power that long, and we're not really sure what he's going to do. But we also have to keep in mind that he has a domestic situation that he's needing to deal with. And, you know, this kind of rally around the flag or finding a common enemy, this could be his attempt to really garner support inside his country, a country where they have a number of internal issues, poverty and employment issues. And he can create this common enemy of the United States and kind of espouse this sort of rhetoric.
Well, I think the domestic story is really what's been left out of the picture here. I mean, we can't forget that North Korea is still a very poor country. There is a very, you know, small elite. Some call it the selectorate. Mm-hmm. And there's prison camps, gulags, torture, brutality. I mean, it's not a good place. And so the domestic side of this issue is really kind of left out of the equation. And perhaps we should be paying more attention to that.
Yeah. And I think the other thing is this is going to force us the pivot that we were all talking about that we didn't think would happen. This is kind of forcing the pivot to occur. And we're seeing the United States get more involved. I think the key player to watch, though, is China. What is China going to do about all this?
Definitely. What China is going to do about it. All right. Well, thank you so much, Rebecca, as always, for your insight.